We've selected a subject of a new administration for our comments this afternoon. A new administration. We wanted to use 2 Peter 3:13 as a theme text. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Now, if you would indulge me and just think in your minds and look back to the previous year just prior to our recent election for President of the United States. The month of that campaign that took place to select our next president, the focus of our country has been found, and also we found out that it was the focus of the world, was centered around our presidential election process. Time, energy, resources, including financial means, would be exhausted in an effort to really secure new leadership for our country. Promises were being made. Change was on the way. And the old failed way of doing things would supposedly give way to much better conditions in our country. Even including bringing back jobs that were lost in the mining and steel industries, manufacturing, among others. Many had great expectations concerning what type of a new administration this soon-to-be-elected president and his cabinet would bring. What would they accomplish? Would they indeed bring prosperity to our country? Would they bring lasting peace? People were consumed by all of this. It filled our airways, our news reports, and conversations, and all with the goal of influencing public opinion. Again, the old way of doing business was to come to an end in the past 8 years. A time was needed for change, for newness, for a new way of doing things. The old established political hierarchy was to be done away with. Again, we heard things like, my candidate is the best, or this candidate is the best for our country. Now, really, while we observe these things as watchers, and just two quick scriptures, brethren, 1 Thessalonians 5:6, therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. And then 1 Peter 4:7, but the end of all things is at hand, and be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Now, as children of God, as watchers, as I said, we all knew that God would permit things to fall into place that would best meet the goal of tearing down the present systems of this sin-sick and sin-weary world of mankind. We realize that God's plan includes complete tearing down of everything that stands in the way of His will being done on this earth. The governments, the kingdoms of the world shall pass away, and all forms of government will have been attempted or tried, and they all have fallen short. Realizing, though, that, I'm just going to paraphrase, God's holy government will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. That, of course, comes from Habakkuk 2:14, and the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord. And that will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. So, we realize that the candidates went on to say, and now our current president, who had promised to make America great again, will not and cannot deliver on what so many thought would be ushered in along with this new administration. We realize that people continue to look for something better. And instead we find social unrest, threats of war. We have witnessed really a rise in conflicts between the conservatives and the radicals, and sometimes radical against radical, and conservative against conservative. Each side feeling that they have the right to take these actions out to the streets. We may refer to this, brethren, as the restless sea of humanity. sometimes with a seemingly harmless ebb and flow of daily life, and sometimes with that fierce and destructive, overwhelming force of waves, as we have really observed in the last several weeks. Now, I want to give a spoiler alert to those who think they're going to prevail in these things. Our Lord Jesus demonstrated the ability to calm the sea. We realize that's in Luke 8:24. And on along line with that, in Revelation 21:1, a new heaven and a new earth, and there was no more sea. We realize that these restless waves of humanity will rise up, but what did he say? Peace be still. He calms it. He ushers in this wonderful kingdom of God. Now, our interest as students of the Bible, really, they go, however, to the selection of a new administration spoken of in God's Word. It too requires an election process mentioned by the Apostle Peter, where he says in 2 Peter 1:10, give all diligence to make your calling and election sure. This election, or more accurately stated, a selection by God, remember God does the calling, is found applied to the nation of Israel in the Old Testament. Israel, mine elect. Isaiah 45:4. And also, we realize there are some other scriptures, and I'll allude to those briefly. Romans 11:5 refers to election of grace. Knowing also then, brethren, beloved, your election is of God. 1 Thessalonians 1:4. And since natural Israel is a type of spiritual Israel, this election applies really to the spiritual Israelites, the bride of Christ called during the gospel age. Sometimes we refer to these as Israelites indeed, from John 1:47. Remember that other phrase? In which there is no guile. But these ones that are called, you brethren who have been called of God, you have, as we've been talking about the last couple of days in our discourses, you're striving to have that pure heart, sincerity to serve Him. And when you see each of you, that is what your character is like. You're portraying that in your daily lives. No matter what you're going through in your life, you have to be truthful and live up to those things asked of you by the Heavenly Father. So, we have this bride of Christ called. The prophet also points to the Messiah saying, behold my servant whom I uphold, mine elect, and whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Isaiah 42:1. Put on therefore also, as a New Testament reference says concerning this election, the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Colossians 3:12. And who shall lay anything to the charge of the elect? Romans 8:33. These are being selected by God to be partakers of that heavenly calling. Hebrews 3:1. They are the elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, 1 Peter 1:2. It is God who will complete the selection process, or really the election process also. Through Jesus Christ, God will send his angels and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the othermost parts of the earth to the othermost part of heaven. Mark 13:27. And so, brethren, this work of election in the two harvests, the one called the close of the Jewish age, the one other closing at the end of the gospel age, is going to be concluded. And that work of that new administration, which is blessing of all the families of the earth, when the Son of Righteousness arises with healing in his wings, representing Christ, Malachi 4:2. And what does it do? It brings joy and peace and everlasting life to all those who willingly want to live on a restored, perfect earth forever. Isaiah 9:6. As we bring our comments to a close, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace. of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. These promises of God are a sure thing. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and establish it with judgment and judgment henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord God Almighty will accomplish these things. So, brethren, truly, God's ways are higher than man's ways, and God's plans above man's. All will be accomplished through his administration and carried out by the means of his wonderful love, mercy, justice, wisdom, and power on behalf of the human family. And to God be the glory forever. Amen.